When I was going to school, I liked, they called it civics then. I don't know what they call it now. I got along with that a lot better than I did history. I'll tell you what history got me is these dates. I could not remember dates. I liked school, but I was so, I had to be just perfect. Everything's got to be perfect.
That's what you thought, or that's what you were told?
No, that's what I thought. I thought it had to be perfect. And if I couldn't get it, I was out. Take like at school. See, I didn't go to high school. I just got an eighth grade education. I went to high school two months. And after it started school, our family at home got scarlet fever. And in those days, there was no way to control that disease outside of quarantines. So we were quarantined. My family was, my brother and sisters all sick, scarlet fever, and I was out. I'd had it. And I was running around all over the country, running trap line, and I don't know what all. I was having a good time, but I missed my schooling. And then when that was over with, my ball coach, he tried to get me to come back. I said, no, I'm not coming back. That's enough. I said, if that's all you want me back for is play ball, I'm not going to do it. Because if I can't make myself worth something, you could make a good ball player. I said, yeah, but I don't care for ball that way. I'd a lot rather have been with my livestock. And that's the reason I've got my rabbits now, because I've had livestock all my life. So, and we had chickens for a while, you knew that. And the city frowned on us so bad that I just quit. I just give it up. So I've got rabbits, and I've had them about a year now. I've got four does and had 30 little babies. They're cute. Right now, they're just like your fist, just a little bit. And they're so cute and pretty little things.
Just for pets, or are they for meat or fur?
They're for meat. I got them for meat, but for something to do. They'll get you out of the house and you go do something. You sit there in the house all day. Yeah. You don't want to move, so it gives me something to do. Ron always kids me, gets on me. Said, you sure a money-making thing? I said, yeah, it makes as much money as your golf game does. I used to love my sheep. Had Dorsets, long wool. And then I sheared them. And I'd shear them, in the spring of the year, I'd go out there and shear them. And that wool, their hands get so soft and fine. I sheared about 15, 16 a day. That was a day's work besides my milking. I had to milk my cows, too, beside that. It's work. It's hard work.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard on your back.
Yeah.
And then I put in a little farrowing house. I was going to farrow 12 each. See how I had that? So I'd get four farrowings a year out of them. Mm-hmm. And it worked first, but I finally got off schedule. Some of them settled, some of them wouldn't. But I enjoyed my hogs too. I'll tell you when I go to Oklahoma City with my livestock and I unload them, that's some good stuff running down the road. I just got a kick out of it. Even my calves. In fact, I had them Black Angus cows. I had Black Angus calves, and they had a write up about my cattle out of Oklahoma City. I thought that was great.